Here.
Josie Donovan. Holly Laurent. Jamie Snodgrass.
Here.
Nate Tate. Alright, public comments. Do you have anything?
I guess more of a question was how they're doing, how the consulting firm is doing on their work.
So I got an email from Mike Budsky yesterday. They're working on survey questions, and as soon as we get a date nailed down for the both boards and the office and public works to sit down all at once, it'll be a special meeting. We'll get that out, get it posted. It will probably be within the next 2 weeks, and it'll be an open public meeting.
You said they had done some survey stuff. Are they surveying? Have they already started surveying people?
No, that'll be after the meeting with the board.
I got you.
That was one of the specific things he said in his email.
Right, he's bringing like questions, finding out what kind of questions and things that need to be asked and things like that.
Anything else?
Nope.
Jamie, let me have those minutes so Rich can look at them real quick.
What was this one?
Do the approval of these back. We'll skip that one. We'll skip the approval of the prior minutes until Rich has a chance to look them over real quick. Discussion for recommendation for the empty seat on the planning and zoning board. Sean, you'll come introduce yourself?
Yeah, you want me to stand up or?
Whatever you want to do.
My name's Sean Talbot. I'd like to see about getting the seat position on the zoning board. The reason why I want to be on the zoning board is for the health and safety and general welfare of the public. And I'm interested in the growth of Tolono throughout the community and the infrastructure. I have lived in Tolono for 30 years and graduated from Unity and would like to see Tolono grow more and see more updated sewer systems and more updated infrastructures.
Did you guys have any questions for me?
I'm off guard here, so I don't know.
You bringing food to the meetings?
I can.
Well, he cooks all the time.
I think the PD will probably let us put the smoker right outside.
I don't want
to. Might get some more of the general public in. Sean brings a smoker.
There you go. We can do her.
Has there been any other interest or anybody talked around things?
We've had a couple names, but nobody's ever gotten in touch with any of us, so. And we do need to get that seat filled.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've known Sean for a while. I think he would be a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor for a while.
Ma'am.
And you're what, 2 blocks down from me, so.
Yep, I live there on Marshall Street.
Yep. Well, if nobody has any objections, I'll.
This has to go through the board then, too.
Yeah, we have to make a recommendation to the board. So the next board meeting, we'll have you come down and talk to them. They may have some more questions for you.
Already.
See what we can do.
Already.
So,
thank you for your time.
Alright, backing up to approval of prior minutes for February 10th, January 6th, April 14th, and May 12th. flip them over?
Yeah.
Randy, do we need a motion to approve?
Somebody needs to make a motion and then another one seconding.
A motion to approve them?
Second.
The past.
And then.
Past minutes.
Yeah, and then document who made the motion and who seconded it.
Are you able to fill in the missing, the people and things like that on there?
Do we have to do a roll call or anything on it, Rena, or is it just a motion?
Usually, yes, just do a roll call real quick.
Okay. All right, roll call, me, yes. Rich Cunnington?
Yes.
Jamie Snodgrass?
Yes.
Nate Tate?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Motion passed. And this next one, Brian. On this, it's Windows K and then MS display adapter on the right-hand side?
Yes.
So one of our jobs, and I verified this with Randy and with Rob, on the planning board is to come up with new ideas for the board, for the village, as far as infrastructure, whether it be water, electrical, or even website kind of stuff. So I want to talk about, our website. Is it not letting me because I'm on the guest network, Brian?
No, even that's on, it just is a little network thing.
I've tried three times now. Any ideas, Brian?
You just want the website to show up on there?
The Toronto website first.
Reboot it.
That's right, step one.
Plugged in. someone who doesn't do a lot on computers, it could be confusing, I think. And I've had a couple of people look at it, and that was kind of their feedback to me. We have a couple of options that I've looked at. Municode is one of them. Brian, can you go to the solutions tab? Yep. So this one has, they can do the website design, and it's hosted through them. It's drag and drop, so any documents, forms, whatever that the office needs to get up for the public to see, they can drag and drop it in there, and it'll post it as a PDF or a fillable PDF. They also have Unicode meetings, which is something that I know that the office will love, because we can, as a board, go into like a Google Doc almost, type in what we want added to the agenda. It auto-populates that agenda. It puts it out when it's supposed to go out. And then there's no having to send something by a certain time to someone and then having to stay late, like I know they've had to in the past. We can just update it as we go, and it's done. I believe also there is a provision in this one to do minutes on the fly. So when we're sitting in here, or the village board is sitting in here in a meeting, you have somebody on a laptop already putting minutes in, and it's done. We don't have to worry about waiting on them. We don't have to worry about anybody listening to the old meetings and going back and doing them again. And they're done right. So that was one of the things I looked at when I started looking at the different website platforms for companies that only deal with municipalities. And that seemed to be a big thing with them, is making sure that the meetings are run efficiently. The websites, they're updated all the time. It's quick customer service. It's a quick phone call. Hey, we have XYZ problem. They're on it, and they fix it right then. So, Brian, can you hit that first video?
Ensuring that any user can quickly learn to work within the system. The system is available on a subscription pricing model that can fit the budget of any sized organization. Municode Meetings makes it easy for users to quickly submit agenda items for a given meeting electronically. The system then automatically routes the item for approval through its robust workflow functionality. Users can easily move items forward through the process or send them back in the process to request more information. Once all items have been submitted, an agenda manager can fine-tune the order of business of the agenda. Then, with the click of a button, the agenda manager can create their agenda in their format. Municode Meetings is very flexible and can match nearly any agenda format. Next, you can automate the creation of your agenda packet. The system will automatically collate all the files for each item and generate a packet that can either be printed or reviewed electronically, and any last-minute changes can be made in a matter of minutes. When you're ready, publishing to your website is a click away. Once you've set up Municode Meetings, you'll never have to have your IT department post your meeting documents on your website again. Municode Meetings doesn't stop at preparing your meeting agenda and packet. It also includes an extensive set of in and post-meeting features, such as roll call vote recording, tools to speed creating your minutes, direct voting by your legislators, and timestamping of your meeting audio and video. Don't forget, Municode Meetings is part of the Municode Circle of Governance, so you can use Meetings as a standalone solution or integrated with other Circle of Governance solutions.
And then do the website design as well.
Integrated technology solutions designed for civic management. We offer the only platform capable of seamlessly unifying your agendas, meetings, web and municipal codes of ordinances for an improved civic experience regardless of the size of your municipality. Introducing website design. When we're developing a municipal website, we're considering how a wide range of people in your community can use it as a tool to achieve real goals. As soon as someone arrives at your website, we make sure that it's simple to find and accomplish things, like paying a bill, filling out and submitting a form, finding a job, accessing public records, staying up to date with notifications, searching and getting the results they're looking for, checking event and meeting calendars, or even viewing the location and status of city projects. And really, anything else your community may need. Don't forget, MuniCode's website design is part of the MuniCode Circle of Governance, so you can use it as a standalone solution or integrated with other Circle of Governance solutions.
So that was one. The other one was civicplus.com, and it's kind of the same thing, but it's a little different. I'm waiting on quotes from both companies. I don't want to go to the village board without a quote in hand.
Yeah, that's going
to
be the big,
yeah,
big question.
Yeah, it is. And I've got a phone call with one of them on Tuesday. Kind of, they're going to give me like a walkthrough, and I'll probably come to the office, Raina, so you and Brandy can kind of see it as well. And then I'm waiting on another one to kind of come back as well. And let's see, on products, Brian, if you could go to Civic Engage under products. So this is their website. I'm going to send an email to everybody here that'll have both these links on so you guys can look at them. But Civic Engage and then Civic Clerk was the other one. Civic Engage is the website. And then Civic Clerk has all the agenda management, the meetings. I don't think it's as robust as the other one. With the other one, like the roll call votes and stuff, it can just be done right there. And that's part of the demo that they're going to do with me next week to show me kind of how that works. So, any thoughts, ideas, questions about any of that?
How's the current website? Is it outsourced, basically?
Right.
Do you have any control over it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's managed by the village.
Yes.
Right now,
okay.
It's not outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
I know one time we talked about putting some documents on there, and they had to wait with the new ordinances and things. I mean, there's a PDF on there of it.
So
search it and things like that.
Yet,
right.
Still not searchable.
Well,
right.
It's searchable through
ordinances are done through codification through whatever that other company is.
Yes.
So even if you went to this, it wouldn't be on the village website.
Okay.
The ordinances would be held with that other company still.
Okay.
And whenever stuff is codified, they're all searchable, and you can do
right.
whatever you need with them.
Another thing with the MuniCode solutions, when I was talking to them today, we can put our forms online, and they set them up for where you can fill them in online.
That's what, yeah, that one said, yeah, that you can submit everything online in that way. That
we can do that currently. There's some resistance.
Oh, is there?
So
resistance from what, about what?
All I can tell you is there's resistance from it.
Right.
Not appropriate for a public meeting. But I can tell you right now, for I think it was $50, we can, a one-time fee, we can put our forms online, collect payments, and all of that.
Okay. So, what else was there? You can do the Smart 911 can all be integrated as well. And it looks more like a modern website.
So with the codification, could they take our current codification and integrate it into their system? Or would we have to start that process all over again?
That I don't know. I believe they had. Brian, go back to the MuniCode one. You go to the very bottom of codification. Just run it to a minute and a half video. Run that video and we'll see what.
Integrated technology solutions designed for civic management We offer the only platform capable of seamlessly unifying your agendas, meetings, websites, and municipal codes of ordinances for an improved civic experience regardless of the size of your municipality. Introducing Codification Services. With today's technology, you have lots of options when you want to codify. Here at MuniCode, we strive to match our services to what your municipality may need. Whether digital or in print, we can quickly and efficiently update and categorize your municipality's codes. Our team of attorneys has an average of over 20 years of local government experience, making MuniCode the most trusted and knowledgeable codifier of local government law in the nation. Match that with our legal editors and legal proofreaders, each averaging over 8 years of experience, and MuniCode has you covered. We've been around for 65 plus years and currently have over 4,000 municipal clients nationwide, covering all 50 states, so you can rest assured that we know what we're doing. Our online platform, MuniCode Next, takes all the stress out of thumbing through printed pages to find what you need. It's also fully responsive and allows you to quickly consult your code from anywhere and from practically any device. You also have the option of hard copies of your codes, which we keep up to date whenever something needs to be changed. No matter how big or small your municipality may be, we have a solution to help you organize and update your laws. Don't forget, MuniCode's codification services are part of the MuniCode Circle of Governance, so you can use them as a standalone solution or integrated with other Circle of Governance solutions.
Are we able to pick and choose?
On this one, you can.
Okay.
I think the other one was all or nothing.
Okay.
I believe.
And do each of those apps come at a separate price?
That I don't know. I'm waiting on the pricing.
Okay. Just something to find out.
As soon as I do, I'll send it over to you and Brandy and Rob
okay.
to look at. So. Anything else on website stuff?
I would probably need to be in the loop if we're going to be changing hosting companies.
Who we host it
as well. So
I will present kind of the same thing to the board, and I'm going to try to have at least someone from one of the two phone in if possible to answer whatever questions the board might have. So, and if you guys are okay with it, I'll be more than happy to get it all written up.
It seems like it automates a lot of things. Yeah.
I mean, just having to sit here and go through the minutes the way we've done them before, this would simplify it as far as voting. I mean, it just makes it seem a little more simple.
Yeah.
Brings us into the here and now and not that gets us out of the past and doing everything.
Yeah.
So, all right. Miscellaneous. Does anybody else have anything? Rich, anything?
No.
All right. Well, the next meeting will be July 14th, 2021, 6 o'clock, right here. I need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn. Reconvene on July 14th.
Second.
You need a second?
Yeah, second. Yeah.